Want to know the latest in soccer? Then listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. From MLS, the World Cup, and the Premier League, we've got you covered. The latest updates, the hottest matches, and news on the league's top players. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast.
David Beckham scores the goal to take England all the way to the World Cup Finals.
Listen now.
Thank you for listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast, where we discuss all the news in the world of soccer, including the top games and competitions from all around the world. My name is Ben Brown. We are back here recording yet another episode, episode number 46. We're 46 weeks in to this glorious show here at the GSMC Podcast Network, and it is a really, really busy week we have ahead of us here in the world of football, soccer, whatever you want to call it. Busy week. As I mentioned, we have the return of the Champions League tomorrow and Wednesday. We have a lot of top games upcoming this weekend. A lot of results from this weekend that will shape a lot of these tables. Big storylines coming out of La Liga. We have a lot to talk about here at the GSMC Soccer Podcast. So you know what, guys? We're not going to waste any time. Let's get right into it. We got the Champions League again. We have the quarterfinals. We are in the last eight here of this glorious competition in Europe. Juventus, Barcelona, Dortmund, Monaco, Atletico Madrid, Leicester City, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid. So we are starting off with the games in order. Tomorrow we have Juventus hosting Barcelona and Dortmund hosting Monaco. And then on Wednesday we have Atletico Madrid hosting Leicester City, and Bayern Munich hosting Real. And then we have the reverse fixtures next week. So we're talking about a lot of Champions League here at the next couple of weeks. So let's get right into it. Juve, Barcelona, will preview these games. Juventus and Barcelona, I feel like this could be a really, really good matchup. I talked about this on the show when I looked at the pairings for the last eight. And while we have a couple of huge, huge matchups upon us, I'm kind of disappointed that this was not the semifinal games, because quite honestly, Juventus, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, those could be our semifinals, and I'd be really, really happy, because I feel like these are definitely the best four teams in the world right now. But we have them in the quarterfinals, so it's a little unfortunate, but it is the luck of the draw. It is what it is. So Juventus hosting Barcelona here in the first leg. So Barcelona, it's going to be very, very important that they get at least an away goal. If they can even get two, that'd be big. Because Juventus are so, so good at home. And they're so good defensively. A lot of times they run three in the back with the wingbacks of Alexandro and, of course, Dani Alves, who was a former Barcelona man as early as last year. So he'll definitely know a lot about this team. Barcelona... they faced adversity against that PSG. They're down 4-0 in France, then come back and win 6-1 in Spain. So they definitely faced a lot of adversity, and they have a lot of momentum in this competition going their way right now. Juventus are at home in this first matchup, so I'm going to give the edge to Juve, quite honestly. Remember, this is a rematch of the final from 2 years ago. Barcelona did win that game 3-1, but these teams are very, very different than where they were 2 years ago. And right now, I think Juventus are, I wouldn't say in a better situation, because you can never count out MSN, Messi, Suarez, and Neymar. But Juventus are so, so good in all dimensions of the field. Up front, you have Dybala and Higuain. In the midfield, you have Marchisio, you have Pjanic, you have Sami Khedira you can throw in there. And then in the back, you have, like I said, the wingbacks of Alexandro and Dani Alves. In the middle, you have Chiellini, Barzagli, Bonucci. You have a ton of options. Then you have, of course, the legend Gianluigi Buffon in goal. Barcelona kind of, I wouldn't say got exposed by PSG, but I think their midfield in particular kind of got exposed. I would take right now Juventus's midfield over Barcelona's midfield. I feel like, obviously, you can never count out Anderson Iniesta. He's fantastic on the ball. But they have a lot of physicality in that midfield, does Juventus. A lot of big bodies. Khedira, Pjanic, Marchisio. Big physical guys who are going to definitely bring the pressure to them. And then up front, you have Higuain, who can hold up play. And then you have Dybala, who's going to make runs in behind. Dani Alves wants to go forward. Alexandro wants to go forward. I'll give the edge to Juventus, and at home at Juventus Stadium, they're just fantastic. They simply just do not lose there. So I'll give them the edge. But for Barcelona, I think it'll be key. If they can only go down by maybe one goal, get an away goal, like say they lose 2-1, I think that's a good result for Barca because they got that away goal and they're going back home. Remember, the second leg will be at the Camp Nou next Wednesday. So it's very, very big, I think, that they get simply a goal in this game and don't get out of it, because if they could stay in it and get an away goal, they'll be in a really good situation. I'll give the edge in the first matchup, though, to Juventus because they're just so good at home. And that kind of will sound really similar to what I'm going to say next about the second matchup between Borussia Dortmund and Monaco. Dortmund are at home in this first matchup in Bundesliga play. Dortmund have not lost at home in over 2 calendar years. They honestly have a yellow wall there. No pun intended, because they're all the yellow wall. But that home field advantage is just absolutely insane and impeccable. This game, though, this matchup, this fixture over the two legs, I feel like could be definitely one of the most entertaining because of the amount of goals that simply could get scored here. Dortmund, obviously fantastic. You have Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. You have, on the right side, Ousmane Dembele. On the left, you have Christian Pulisic or Marco Reus. You have a lot of depth up front for Borussia Dortmund. Emre Mor as well, the young Turkish man. So you have a lot of depth for Dortmund, and they're so, so good going forward. And then you have Monaco, who simply score more goals than anybody in Europe. I mean, Monaco are just fantastic. In League One, Monaco have 88 goals in 31 games. That just kind of tells you what they're capable of. They're scoring almost 3 goals a game in League One, which is not necessarily one of the greatest leagues. And Dortmund have a better defense than some of these League One teams. But we saw what Monaco did against Manchester City, who have a really poor defense. They literally ate them alive. You had 6 goals over the combined 2 games. So Monaco can score with the best of them. Kylian Mbappe, Radamel Falcao, Thomas Lemar on the left side. I mean, Dortmund are really in for their hands full with Monaco. But given the fact that Borussia Dortmund are at home in this first matchup, I'm going to give them the edge. I think they're a better team as well. I would not be surprised if Monaco go through because of the amount of goals they can score. They're so good going forward. I think Dortmund are simply just a better team right now. Monaco are just a few pieces away. Really, really solid, but they're not as well organized as Dortmund are. And as long as Monaco don't let this game get away tomorrow, I think they're could be in for a good chance next Wednesday when they are at home. Because Dortmund are so good at home, I don't think they're going to win this game. But if they can, like I said, just like Barcelona, get an away goal, keep it close, we're only down by maybe one. I mean, they came back from 2 down against Manchester City. I think that'd be really tough to do against Dortmund. They can come down from 1, that's possible. So if they're only down by 1, maybe like a 2-1, even a 3-2 would be really big. That's 2 away goals. A 3-2 or a 2-1, I think Monaco could be in a good situation. I would expect Dortmund to get at least a couple of goals, though. I think they'll get a couple of goals past Monaco. Monaco not the greatest defense right now. So I'll give Dortmund the edge for tomorrow, and I'll give them the edge for the whole entire tie. I think they're just a better team than Monaco. You look over now to Wednesday, we have the Madrids playing. We have Atletico Madrid. They'll be hosting Leicester City and Bayern Munich hosting Real Madrid. Talk first about Atletico Madrid and Leicester City. Atletico Madrid are at home in this first matchup. Leicester, of course, getting through after they beat Sevilla, which I was really surprised. I did not think that was going to be the case. But, I mean, they're still alive. They're in the last 8. So to think that Leicester will be the last English team in the Champions League is really phenomenal, given the fact that they've been so, so poor in the Premier League this season, which led to Claudio Ranieri's sacking. And then, since then, they only lost 1 game, and that was actually yesterday to Everton. So before that, they were unbeaten in all comps and had won every single game. Now you have them on the road against Atletico Madrid. I hate to say it, But I think this is where the Leicester City fairy tale definitely runs out of steam and is eliminated. Atletico Madrid are so, so solid. They're playing really well in La Liga right now in particular. Griezmann's fantastic. I think this is going to be the end of Leicester City. Atletico Madrid are very, very solid at home. They don't really drop many points there. Leicester, they came through and they beat a team from Spain in the round of 16, but I don't see it happening in this next round. They're probably going to be without Wes Morgan. The center back is injured. He's their captain of their team. He's a really physical threat in the middle. So you're looking at Antoine Griezmann possibly going up against people, center backs like Robert Huth. I mean, that kind of just spells disaster from there. Kevin Gamero, Fernando Torres, I mean, all these guys up front, Yannick Carrasco on the left, all these guys are going to, I think, really ran rumpshire over Leicester City, and I think this is going to be their demise. I would not be surprised if Atletico go up maybe like 2-0, 3-0 after this first leg. They're so good defensively as well. So you got to imagine that Diego Godin, although he doesn't necessarily have the pace of a Jamie Vardy, he should be able to keep him intact. You have Felipe Luis, who's playing very fantastic right now for Atletico Madrid against Riyad Mahrez in that right mid left back pairing. So I would imagine Atletico should not have any trouble with Leicester City. Atletico Madrid are such a good team, and they always seem to go really, really deep in the Champions League. I think they're headed for another semifinal matchup, and I think they're going to beat Leicester here. So Leicester City, what they need to do, simply put, kind of like they did against Sevilla. They lost 2-1 in the first leg. They kept it close. You know what I mean? They put themselves in a good situation. If they can do that again against Atletico, I think there maybe there's a chance there. I mean, they do have the pace with Vardy. They do have the long balls. They have the options with Mahrez on the right side. He's always capable of magic. But I just think, like I said, this is going to be where the fairy tale runs out, and I'll give Atletico Madrid the win. And tomorrow, or I should say Wednesday, that is, I think they should not have any trouble with Leicester City. And then that gets me on to the last game we'll preview quickly before our break here. And that is, quite honestly, I think this could be, I mean, all these matchups are going to be great, but I think this could be the best one. You have the defending champions Real Madrid on the road against Bayern Munich at the Allianz Arena on Wednesday. So I'll give the edge to Bayern, of course, because they are at home in the first leg. That's definitely big. We know how good they are at home at the Allianz. That's first and foremost. But with this situation here in this game, you have a lot of injury concerns for both teams at the center back position. Real Madrid lost Pepe at the Madrid derby this weekend, so he's probably going to be out for this game. You have Mats Hummels for Bayern Munich, who is set to miss this game just after getting back Jerome Boateng this weekend against Dortmund. So you get one of your top center backs back, one of the best in the world, and then you lose another one. So you're looking at probably throwing in Javi Martinez along with Jerome Boateng in that center back pairing for Bayern. And for Real Madrid, quite honestly, I'm not really sure what they're going to do. You have Sergio Ramos, who's of course one of the best in the world and seems to always score a goal in these big games like this. But as far as who they're going to put next to him in that center back position, quite honestly, I don't really know. I mean, Rafael Varane is still out. Pepe's not going to play this game. So who do you throw in there? Do you maybe have to put a midfield down there? Do you maybe call over like a Dani Carvajal to play center back and put Danilo on the right side? Do you maybe pull down a Casemiro from CDM position and maybe insert a guy like Mateo Kovacic into the midfield? As far as what Zinedine Zidane's going to do, it's really left to be seen. It's kind of up in the air right now because this is a big game. I mean, Robert Lewandowski did not train today. He has a shoulder injury. But you got to imagine he's going to try and play on Wednesday. He's got a couple of days now. He played on the weekend against Dortmund and seemed to battle through a little bit of that shoulder injury. I think he'll be fine. And then you have just danger ahead of you with Bayern Munich. We all know about their attack, whether it be Douglas Costa, Kingsley Coman, Arjen Robben, Frank Ribery, whoever you put on those wing positions. You have Thiago, who's having a fantastic season in that midfield, that number 10 role, the cam position. You have Xabi Alonso against Real Madrid, his former team, so he's going to be motivated. Arturo Vidal. And then you have Philipp Lahm on the right, David Alaba on the left. So that's really, really big and important. The one thing that Bayern Munich are going to be lacking, though, is they're not going to have Neuer as well. Manuel Neuer's out with an injury. So you're not going to have probably your top center back, one of them, in Mats Hummels. And you don't have Neuer in goal, which is big. I mean, in these big games, you need the best goalie in the world. Real Madrid have beaten Bayern Munich before, Right now, the injury concerns, I don't really know who I give the edge to because they're both really suffering. It's a really big injury. A center back, which is really key, that defensive lock, that rock in that defensive midfield there, and it might have to come down into the center back position for Real Madrid possibly. You know, Bayern is not too bad. Javier Martinez has played a lot since Boateng's been out. But he and Boateng don't necessarily have that same chemistry like Hummels and he did because Boateng was out for so long they were really pairing up together. So it's going to be tough. You know, I mean, it's tough to predict. I'll give Bayern the edge in the first leg because they are at home. If Real Madrid can get a draw, a 1-1, I think that'd be fantastic for them. I still think they're a better team. I still think they pose a bigger threat to Bayern over the long haul of two legs. But they're both capable of magic. This game is literally impossible to predict. I'll give the edge to Real Madrid. I think their midfield is just simply better. When you look at Toni Kroos, Luka Modric, Casemiro has been playing in that CDM role all year long, although we'll see if it changes now, seeing as how they're a center back down or two, really, with Varane and Pepe. And then you have up front Bale, Benzema, Morata, and then Ronaldo. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then you have people like Isco who are playing fantastic for Real Madrid. Possibly he gets inserted into that midfield. James Rodriguez doesn't really get much playing time. He's always capable. I think they have more depth over Bayern Munich, and I think that might be the difference in this game. So I'll give the edge to Real over the two legs. For Wednesday, I'll give the edge to Bayern. I think Real will keep it close, go down by at most a goal, get a draw, and then return back to the Santiago Bernabeu Stadium next Tuesday and get it done. So with that being said, guys, we're going to take our first break here on the show. Good talking there about the Champions League. Next, we'll look at games that happened this weekend. How did the Madrid derby face off? You know, we had a late goal in that game. What did it create? And Barcelona, more like Barcelona, given what they did at Malaga this weekend. So we'll take our break and we'll talk all that news and more here at the GSMC Soccer Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
This is the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast. Let's talk about results from this past week. We'll start off here with the Premier League. We had midweek action as well as action on the weekend. On Tuesday, Watford picked up a 2-0 victory over West Brom. A nice, nice goal from Mbaye Niang on that left side there for Watford. Curled it to the keeper's left in that right corner. It was fantastic. Burnley defeated Stoke City 1-0. Leicester City stayed unbeaten for the time after pounding Sunderland 2-0. Manchester United and Everton drew 1-1. Ibrahimovic with a penalty goal in the last minute to savor a draw for United, which they simply can't not do. I mean, they draw more than anybody. They have 9 home draws this season. 9 draws at Old Trafford. Old Trafford used to be a place that people feared. Now it's just simply not working this season. On Wednesday, Arsenal pick up a 3-0 victory over West Ham. Their first big-time win over someone that's not in a non-league since 51 days. Crazy thing that Arsenal are just really kind of falling apart. But this was a big win for them against West Ham. We'll have to see how they do against Crystal Palace today. Southampton pick up a 3-1 victory. Chelsea over Manchester City 2-1. A couple of goals from Eden Hazard in the first half there. Big victory for Chelsea. Man City really, really falling out of that title race now. It looks like it's just a two-horse race. Bournemouth got a late goal to savor a draw against Liverpool at Anfield. Tough, tough result there for Liverpool. Hull City defeated Middlesbrough 4-2 in a matchup of two teams near that relegation zone. And then on Wednesday, Tottenham defeat Swansea City 3-1. Swansea were up 1-0 in the 88th minute. Tottenham get 3 goals within 4 minutes to absolutely punish Swansea. I mean, Swansea were up 1-0 in the 88th minute. You got to be able to hold on for that result there. But they get 0 points and they probably should have gotten 3. Bad, bad result there. But a big win for Tottenham. You would imagine Chelsea winning, Tottenham losing, that would have put them 10 points back. probably would have been the end of their title chase, which is still on because on Saturday they pounded Watford 4-0. A couple of goals in that game from Youngmin Son. You also saw the return of Harry Kane. He came on as a sub. So that's big. They did not lose any games without Harry Kane in the lineup. West Ham defeat Swansea City 1-0. Liverpool return to action and win over Stoke City 2-1. Philippe Coutinho does score in this game and becomes the highest scoring Brazilian in Premier League history. So congratulations to Coutinho for that. Southampton defeat West Brom 1-0. Middlesbrough and Burnley play to a 0-0 draw. Man City bounce back after their loss to Chelsea and defeat Hull City 3-1. And then Chelsea also beat Bournemouth 3-1 in this game. Yesterday, Manchester United win 3-0 over Sunderland. Sunderland looked destined to get relegated. And then Leicester lost their first game since the sacking of Claudio Ranieri to Everton 4-2. Tom Davies scores in the first minute of the game. Romelu Lukaku gets a brace, and they win 4-2 over Leicester. And then, as I mentioned today, Crystal Palace and Arsenal will match up in about 3 hours and 15 minutes from now. So you look at the table, Chelsea with a 7-point lead over second place Tottenham. Liverpool in third with 63 points, 5 points back of Tottenham. Manchester City in fourth with 61. Manchester United in fifth with 57. Arsenal in sixth with 54. And Everton in seventh with 54. With a victory today over Palace, Arsenal will go fifth and put United back to sixth. And Everton are in seventh with 54 points, although they do have a couple of games ahead of some of these other clubs. So you look at the bottom of the table, Sunderland in last with 20 points, Middlesbrough 19th with 24, Swansea 18th with 28, Hull City just out of the relegation zone right now with 30, and then Crystal Palace playing today with 31 points. So let's look over to La Liga, because La Liga, definitely very, very interesting. We had some midweek action as well as action on the weekend. On Tuesday, let's go Bilbao, get a couple of goals from Aritz Aderiz to defeat Espanyol 2-0. Villarreal defeat Real Betis 1-0. Let's go Madrid, get a 1-0 victory over Real Sociedad. On Wednesday, Barcelona played Sevilla, and it was 3-0 at the half, and that's the score that ended it for Barcelona. Big victory over there over one of the top teams in Spain. They beat Sevilla 3-0. Malaga defeat Sporting Gijon 1-0. Deportivo and Granada played to a goalless draw. Osasuna and Alaves matched up. Osasuna won that game 1-0. Real Madrid rested a lot of their big players in anticipation for the Madrid derby this weekend. No Toni Kroos, no Gareth Bale, no Cristiano Ronaldo. They were up 3-0 at one point, although Leganes made it close. It was 3-2 at the half. Real Madrid do win that game 4-2. A couple of goals in that game for Alvaro Morata. Eibar defeat Las Palmas 3-1. And in Valencia defeat Celta Vigo 3-2. Action from this weekend in La Liga, Villarreal defeat Atletico Bilbao 3-1. Espanyol defeat Alaves 1-0. Sevilla bounced back with a 4-2 victory over Deportivo. We also saw the Madrid derby. So Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, you remember, Ronaldo had a hat trick in the first meeting away at home. This matchup, it was a 1-1 game. Pepe scores off a corner in the first half, and then Antoine Griezmann in the 86th minute gets that goal to give his side the draw. So Real Madrid dropped points in a big game. You'd imagine this was prime opportunity for Barcelona to pick up some points against 15th place Malaga and really edge that gap. You know, it was two going into the week, although Real Madrid do have a game in hand, so they could stretch it to five. This was really big. You know, it was a big chance for Barcelona to edge that gap there. And what did they do away at Malaga? They laid down a clunker. You know what I mean? They lost 2-0. Away from home. You had Neymar get sent off in the second half in this game in the 65th minute. Malaga get a couple of goals. Bad, bad result for Barcelona there. They drop big, big points after Real Madrid dropped points to Atleti. Bad result there for Barcelona. I'm not going to say the title chase is over, but that took a really, really big loss this weekend with that loss to Malaga. And Neymar getting that red, that's really, really big because you look at coming up, it's possible that he's going to be not playing in that Clásico game coming up pretty soon because of the red. He's going to be suspended. I mean, that's definitely not good. You need Neymar in those big games, and it looks like he's not going to be there. So on yesterday, though, on Sunday, we did have Valencia beat Granada 3-1. Eibar defeat Celta Vigo 2-0. Osasuna defeat Leganes 2-1. Las Palmas defeat Real Betis 4-1. And then in about 2 hours from now, 3 hours from now, we have Real Sociedad kicking off against Sporting Gijon. Let's look at the table now. Real Madrid, they increased their lead to 3 points now over Barcelona with a game in hand. Atletico Madrid, 7 points back of Barcelona, 10 of Real Madrid with 62 points. Sevilla in 4th with 61. Villarreal in 5th with 54. At the bottom of the table, Osasuna, 17 points. Granada, they're in 19th place with 20 points. Sporting Gijón have 22 points in 18th place. And then number 17 is Leganés with 27 points. Deportivo, 28, their 16th place. Let's look at Serie A now. Serie A, the Italian league, always fun and exciting. Juventus defeat Chievo 2-0 at home, so they stay unbeaten at Juventus Stadium. Again, just continue to win games there. It's impossible to beat them there almost. Empoli and Pescara play to a 1-1 draw. Atalanta and Sassuolo play to a 1-1 draw as well. A lot of draws this week. On Sunday, Sampdoria hosted Fiorentina, and it was a 2-2 draw in that game. Udinese defeat Genoa 3-0. Torino defeats Cagliari 3-2. Big result there for Andrea Belotti. He's 24th league goal of the season, and he's only 23 years old. Roma, behind Edin Dzeko's goal and Mohamed Salah's goal, defeats Bologna 3-0. Mohamed Salah now 17 goals this year in all comps. That's the most in one season for him. AC Milan defeats Palermo 4-0. A beautiful free kick from the right side from Sose. And then you have Crotone defeat Inter Milan 2-1. Bad result there for Inter. Drop some points. They've been playing fantastic as of late, but they drop points there to Crotone. Bad result there. They're falling, really kind of falling out of that chase for the top four. Then you have Napoli defeat Lazio 3-0. Big result there for Napoli as they stay third. So you look at the table. Juventus, first place with 77. Second place, Roma, only 6 back with 71. Napoli, 4 back of Roma with 67. You have Lazio, 7 points back now of Napoli in fourth with 60. You have Atalanta, 1 point back of Napoli with 59. You have AC Milan with 57. Then you have Inter with 55. So technically, Inter's only 5 points back of that fourth spot, that Champions League spot. But it's tough. I mean, you have a lot of other teams ahead of you. AC Milan, your Inter Milan rivals, of course. Then you have Atalanta as well. Look at the bottom of the table. Pescara only 14 points through 31 games. Just simply not getting it done. They've given up a league-high 68 goals this year. Palermo with 15 points in 19th place. Crotone, big victory over Inter Milan, but they're still in the relegation zone right now with 20 points through 31 games in 18th spot. Empoli, 23 points. Genoa, 29. And then Sassuolo, 32. Look at League One now. League One, Monaco and PSG both get it done this week. Monaco on Saturday defeats Angers 1-0. And then yesterday, a couple of goals from Edinson Cavani and a very nice assist to Angel Di Maria lead them over Gincamp 4-0. So Monaco, still a 3-point lead at the top because they simply keep winning games. Only 3 losses this season. But PSG are right on their heels, you know, 71 points, sorry. And they have that little edge over them head-to-head. I mean, it feels like they could definitely beat them. We'll see what happens. They're 3 points back, though, and then a goal differential, of course, goes to Monaco. So they're going to need them to drop points. They're going to need to pick up some points. But you look at some of the other results in League One from this weekend. You had Nice on Friday defeat to Lille 2-1. An away goal in that game from Mario Balotelli from the penalty spot. Montpellier defeats Kane 2-0. Bastia defeated Dijon 2-1. Nancy Lorraine defeated Rennes 3-0. Lorient pound Lyon 4-1. Surprising result there. Bordeaux defeat Metz 3-0. Marseille and Toulouse played to a 0-0 draw. And then Saint-Étienne and Nantes played to a 1-1 draw as well. So Nice in third at 70 points. Lyon in fourth, 16 points back of Nice and 20 points back of league leaders Monaco with 54 points. Bordeaux in 5th with 49, Marseille in 6th with 48, Saint-Étienne in 7th with 45. At the bottom of the table, you have Bastia with 28 points, you have Dijon with 29 points, you have Lorient in 18th place with 31 points, although Nancy Lorraine also have 31 points. You have Kane with 32, Metz with 35, 14th place Montpellier with 36. It's really, really close at the bottom of the table there, so interesting to see who might possibly get relegated in that one. And we'll switch over to talk about the Bundesliga really quickly before our last break here at the GSMC Soccer Podcast. On Friday, Eintracht and Werder Bremen played to a 2-2 draw. On Saturday, 10-man Leipzig get a 93rd-minute goal to defeat Bayer Leverkusen 1-0. Big result there for Leipzig. Definitely helps their chances of finishing second because given how Der Klassiker finished out. Hamburg defeat Hoffenheim. Surprising result there. Hoffenheim losing just their third game of the season, 2-1 over Hamburg there. Schalke defeat Wolfsburg 4-1. Borussia Mönchengladbach defeat FC Cologne 3-2. SC Freiburg defeat Mainz 1-0. I mentioned Der Klassiker. Bayern Munich hosting Dortmund at the Allianz Arena. And this game was a blowout, really from start to finish. Bayern Munich pound Dortmund 4-1. They were up 2-0 within 10 minutes. A couple of goals in this game from Robert Lewandowski. Big result there for Bayern and kind of eliminates Dortmund from literally any chances of probably even getting second at this point. Hertha Berlin defeat FC Augsburg 2-0 yesterday, and Ingolstadt defeated Darmstadt, battle of the bottoms there, 3-2. So you look at the Bundesliga table, you have Bayern 10 points up on Leipzig right now, 68-58. Hoffenheim in third with 51 points. Dortmund 1 point back of Hoffenheim for third with 50 points. Hertha Berlin in fifth with 43. SC Freiburg in sixth with 41. The bottom of the table, you have Darmstadt with 15. They're surely going to get relegated. They're 13 points back of Ingolstadt. Ingolstadt just 1 point back of Augsburg for safety, as well as Metz and Wolfsburg with 30. You have Hamburg with 33. Bayer Leverkusen in 12th. Really surprising given the fact that they were just in the Champions League with 35 points. Werder Bremen slowly jumping up the table with some of the results they've had. They're now in 11th with 36 points. That's going to be it for this segment, guys. We're going to take a break. We're going to look at the weekend ahead, some of the top games and fixtures coming in these respective leagues here at the GSMC Soccer Podcast. One more break, guys. Don't you go away yet.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back into the Golden State Media Concept Soccer Podcast. We're talking some upcoming fixtures to look forward to this weekend. On the Premier League side on Saturday, Tottenham will be hosting Bournemouth at White Hart Lane. Crystal Palace will take on Leicester City. Sunderland will be hosting West Ham. Battle of a couple of teams near the bottom there. Sunderland, of course, in last place. Everton hosting Burnley FC. Stoke City will be hosting Hull City. Watford will be at home against Swansea City. Southampton will be taking on Man City. On Sunday, West Brom at the Hawthorns will take on Liverpool. Also on Sunday, we have Manchester United at Old Trafford taking on Chelsea. Of course, Man U 21 games unbeaten now in the Premier League. Can they keep it going against Chelsea on Sunday? Definitely something I'll be looking forward to. And then next Monday, we have Middlesbrough at home taking on Arsenal. In La Liga this upcoming week, on Friday, Atletico Bilbao will host Las Palmas. On Saturday, Deportivo will be taking on Malaga. Sporting Gijon will host league leaders Real Madrid. Atletico Madrid will be at home against bottom Osasuna. Barcelona at the Camp Nou will take on Real Sociedad. On Sunday, Leganes will be taking on Espanyol. Valencia will battle Sevilla. Real Betis will take on Eibar. Granada will take on Celta Vigo. And then on Monday, Alaves will be hosting Villarreal. In Serie A, we have the Milan Derby again, Inter hosting AC Milan. Remember in the first matchup, we had a thrilling, thrilling game, although it ended in a 2-2 draw. It was a very, very good game. See what happens here. It's a big, big, big game for Inter. Seeing as how they just dropped 3 points to Crotone, they cannot afford to do that again against AC Milan, or else they're pretty much done in the top four race. Palermo will be hosting Bologna. Torino will take on Crotone. Roma will be hosting Atalanta. That's a big game as well, number 2 versus number 5, respectively, in Serie A. Roma at home, I'll give them the edge. Atalanta is having a fantastic season. Alejandro Gomez is just fantastic up front. He's really having a great season. But I'll give Roma the edge, simply just more organized, a better team in my eyes. And at home, they're fantastic. Genoa will host Lazio. Fiorentina will take on Empoli. Cagliari will be hosting Chievo. Pescara will be taking on league leaders Juventus. Sassuolo will host Sampdoria. And Napoli will be at home against Udinese. In League One, on Friday, we have Angers hosting Paris Saint-Germain. On Saturday, Monaco will take on Dijon FCO. OGC Nice will take on Nancy Lorraine. Rennes will host Lille. Metz will host Kane. Ginkamp will take on Toulouse. Montpellier will take on Lorient. On Sunday, we have Marseille taking on Saint-Étienne. That'll be a good matchup there. Nantes will take on Bordeaux. and Bastia will be hosting Lyon, fourth place Lyon, that is. And then in the Bundesliga on Saturday, April 15th, we do have FC Augsburg taking on FC Cologne. Dortmund will return home, hoping to keep their home unbeaten streak going against Eintracht. Wolfsburg will take on Ingolstadt. Hoffenheim will be taking on Borussia Mönchengladbach, hoping they can bounce back from that loss against Hamburg. RB Leipzig will take on FC Freiburg. Mainz will take on Hertha Berlin. Bayer Leverkusen will be hosting Bayern Munich. On Sunday, we have Werder Bremen taking on Hamburg and Darmstadt hosting Schalke. So those are the upcoming games I'm looking forward to in the respective leagues around Europe, but I really am looking forward to the Champions League tomorrow and Wednesday. I feel like this is definitely some really, really good matchups here in the last eight, especially the four I mentioned between Juventus, Barcelona, and Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. Those games ought to be fantastic. I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I cannot wait till next week when we review the first leg fixtures as well as preview the second leg fixtures, what each team needs to do to get through into the semifinals in the UEFA Champions League. It's going to be fun and entertaining, and it'll be definitely nice to look at. So with that being said, guys, we will leave it at that until next week. My name is Ben Brown. I'd like to thank you for listening here at the GSMC Soccer Podcast. Have a good day, have a good week, and I will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Soccer Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.